This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Bet Online is your number one source for all sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on all the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
20, will Charlie Smith and Matt Hayball be able to push Blake Groupe, Lou Hetly, into kicking competition? Now, Lou Hetley's been punting a lot better. Last year toward the back end, he looked a lot better in TAs and the practices and all that kind of stuff. So at first last year, he kind of not looked so good, but he's been looking pretty decent in the offseason. Now, Highball's a dude from, that's the guy from Vanderbilt who could punt. And then you got Blake Groupe and Charlie Smith from Notre Dame, I think it's kids from Blake Groupe. Like I said, I don't think none of these guys, if Smith or, and that's the guy from the national program, if any one of these dudes pushes Blake Groupe and Highball for Hetley, I think they'll lose. I don't think those jobs are solidified, as I said that earlier in the show. I think both those jobs are up for grabs. Saints are not loyal to any one of these guys. They like those guys, but if anybody came along that was better, they'll run them right on off, just like they did the previous guys. So it definitely is. You definitely can watch the kicker and punter battle. I think Lou Hetley's in a better position than, say, Blake Groupe. Saying that Charlie Smith is on his bumper and all that kind of stuff, but if it is definitely a thing where if Smith and Hayball could, you know, outkick and punt those Lou Hetley and Groupe Smith, I mean Groupe Blake Groupe, and the guy's gonna be on the first thing smoking out. So they better bring their A game. 21, will we see any contract extensions like Paulson Adebo did done before? I think Paulson Adebo. One, I think Alvin Kamara is the biggest thing, even though we've seen before where the Saints do make multiple contract signings. Like when they reached the last time they gave Alvin Kamara his money, remember they also then turned around and paid DeMario Davis at the same time. Y'all remember that? Put one in the chat if y'all remember that. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility where they can attempt to do this. But again, the Saints are dealing with a situation where the money looks funny, but they have to commit. I think that it wouldn't be a bad thing to commit to paying Paulson Adebo if you can kind of work the contract, because I think this will be the last time you see the Saints secondary look like this. It all changes. It all changes. It all changes next year. So there's Marshawn Lattimore. All this stuff changes next year. You won't see the secondary look like this. This is the last time to see the Saints secondary. It's with Lattimore, Ebo, detail, all that kind of stuff. It changes next year. It has to because of the money. So I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't think it get done by week one. I do think Alvin Kamara is done for Austin Adebo. More than likely, you don't want him to go into free agency unabated. So at some point during the year, it's not a central part of the year. An extension will get worked out with Paulson Adebo some kind of way. And then probably the Saints will probably put Marshawn on trade block after the season. But they said that he was supposed to, he was going to be here. Hell, We'll see how it goes, man. Because we're within the time frame they said they was going to have for 2024. But remember, when June the 1st started, then from here to the start of the season for them to decide on what they really were going to keep them. They said they was going to keep them, but they're within the window between and start of the season, whether they can move them or not. So I don't think it gets done by week one. If they do, that means Mickey Loomis is on his game trying to work up something. So we'll see how that works. But I say no. 22, which players can have a break season? Which players can have a break season? I already said Alvin Kamara is going to have his best year as a pro in this system. I think Alvin Balls. Chris Olave, I think, is going to have a fantastic year. I think, Can Carl Granderson get double-digit sacks this year? He had 8.5 last year, ran out of gas. I think he improves this year. Have a breakout season, but I think he can get double digits. Still see DeMario Davis gets 100-plus sacks. I'd love to see what Paulson Adebo do. That's another dude you might break out list. It's Paulson Adebo. Can he step it up? Who else is there? And then, of course, Derek Carr had 30-something touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Really, truthfully, if Derek Carr does what he's supposed to do, he stays healthy, and he follows along with Joku, Clint Kubiak, he should have a very solid Saints because he's healthy. He can throw the deep ball. Give him a running attack, which brings into the play action. Should be fine because the Saints have talent at every position, offensively speaking. Running back room is awesome. You still have the flex player in Taysom Hill. He'll be a runner or whatever you need him to be. Also, the fullback there, I think, will be Xander Horvath, who can also run for you. He'll provide versatility. You got the tight end, Juwan Johnson, expecting a better turnout seen last year. So the Saints have good talent at every offensive position out there. They got good talent. And if everything stays, I don't think it's a perfect body. You can give them a running attack, safety blanket, and a tight end. Keep him on schedule. He should be able to do a lot better than what he did this year with and whatever and yards and 30 something. It's 8 interceptions. He should be able to do better. And really, if you look at it, the start of your last year, if they had been consistently running the ball and doing a better job at protection, it could have been a it kind of reverses now. You got to get going early. So you're going to need the running attack. You're going to need the safety blanket and the tight end. Really, you would think that Derek Carr's number should increase. All the stuff that they bring in, the running attack, like I said, and all, should help Derek Carr out, especially if he's airing the ball out to Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, T. Perry, Alvin Kamara, Taysom Hill. Think those guys can go actually run. So we'll see how it goes. Put on confidence in Derek Carr, but in a much improved system, if he does what he's supposed to do, his other guys keep him on task, it should represent better numbers for the quarterback. It should. We'll see. Number 23, which players are on the roster bubble? This is another good question. Which guys are on the bubble? Barely making it. Huh. On the bubble. I don't think this year we got guys that are on the bubble like to make, could we put the coach on the bubble? I guess you could, he says players. So, guys are on the, I don't think about that one. That's a good one. Saints players. Is Cam on the bubble? I say Cam's on the bubble because he got the, so. In one of those years when you see guys on the cusp, they're on the bubble. What if we got bubble guy, you know what I'm saying? Well, if we got that, it's Tyrann Mathieu's playing well. Jordan Howden's still very much young. Dante Taylor's coming out his second year to his third year. Marshawn Lattimore is healthy. Austin Adebo's into a kind. Mario Davis is still playing. Even though if Pete Werner lost the job to Willie Gay, he still makes the team as the third linebacker. Peyton Turner, even if Peyton Turner doesn't, what could he do? Fourth defensive end. Not going to get right now, Isaiah Foskey. So he doesn't fit the bubble thing. Ryan Ramczyk would be a perfect bubble guy if such and such, but he's not on the bubble. Ram's not on the bubble. So, like, he's hurt. So I don't see him as a bubble guy. It's like a guy on the team. You got young guys pressing him. He has to perform to get his position. It ain't Derek Carr. Derek Carr is not on the bubble in terms of what I'm saying because the money ridiculous. So you can't put him on the bubble. Some of the Saints running backs are not on the bubble. So I don't know who to say a guy that's on the bubble. Maybe kickers or the punters. I don't know. We don't have the traditional bubble guy. People are saying Ram in the check. Yeah, Q might be Ram. I don't know if he says Ram. Because Ram ain't doing nothing. Ram is hurt. In the last report on it is that Ram, he had no progress. So is he? I guess, I don't know. A bubble guy is like a guy that is playing, that has a young person pushing him for his position. Now, Ram was healthy and underperforming. He would definitely be the definition of a bubble guy to me. But I guess, is Ram on the bubble? I guess you guys could say if he's, I don't know. That's a good one. I'll leave that one to y'all. Bubble guy. I don't have one on that one. I guess Ram would be the guy. I guess. I don't know. 24. Who's under the most pressure to perform and deliver? Absolutely. That's Dennis Allen. Who's under the most pressure to perform and deliver is Dennis Allen. There's nobody else to fire. There is nobody else to fire. Nobody else to fire. Got rid of the offensive line coach. You got rid of the offensive coordinator and Pete Carmichael. You brought in new pieces last year, and basically the team is not Sean Payton's team anymore. This is Dennis Allen's team. He brought in all his defensive guys that he liked, Marcus Robinson, Joe Woods, and others. He handpicked, totally wiped clean. Not totally. Lancey Barone was a guy that he did bring in here. It's his first thing here. Clancy Barone, wasn't that his call? And then this last time, he emptied out pretty much all of the wide receivers, the running back. Well, the running back coach left to the running back coach, the wide receiver coach, the offensive line coach, the QB coach. Got some more advisors and Denson. He added here. So, I mean, he basically, like 90% of the offensive room was replaced by Dennis Allen. There is nobody else to fight. There's nobody else to get rid of. So it's all on him. I mean, even talk about Derek Carr. You know, Derek Carr to a degree is protected by his contract. Dennis Allen, his third year. And this is the most pressure on Dennis Allen, head coach, to perform. I do like how Dennis Allen has been talking as of late. I do like the fact that he finally is talking accountability, and he's saying it over and over again. He's talking attention to detail very weirdly because that stuff didn't flow out of his mouth like now. All of a sudden, it's about that. We beat the shit out of that topic here, and that done finally made it over there. That we kept saying that you can't win without that stuff. You need to focus on that. When I got guys that are basically drowning in the stuff. They're super accountable. They're serious. They know it. But it's nobody else to fire except for Dennis Allen. This third year is all Dennis Allen. He has to show that he's ready to take the team. Now, listen, what makes Dennis Allen after the third year, keep his job for fourth year? He has to get the Saints. Now, to me, I would say he needs to get the team to the playoffs and get a playoff win. But the floor is set so low for Mickey Loomis, who's looking for any opportunity to keep the guy, is that he'll even set up and say, yeah, all he has to do to get the team to the playoffs. They can get destroyed in the playoffs. We got a new guy to the playoffs. And then Dennis Allen would stay. That's just how pathetic this team, these people are at the top of this team are. Just the playoff is all, just to get the team into the playoffs is enough for them. Me, I want you to not get the team in the playoffs, because I think the team is a team that can go deep in the playoffs if they play right. Saints should be a top team in the NFC. They really should. People have low countenance on the Saints because they don't believe in the Saints because they don't operate correctly. They don't talk like they're supposed to talk consistently. And that's why people have a reason why. Go around and talk to people, and people talk to me, hey, Q, man, I see what you see. I don't. They don't have any faith in the Saints. Let me just keep it a buck with you. Let me tell you something. People talk to me and tell me stuff all the time. I get DM'd, message, talked to on the street all the time in the chats, people telling me. What I've realized is that people have lost faith in the New Orleans Saints. They have, because of the last couple of years, how they've handled the support base. They've made excuses. They said the dumbest shit that you can possibly imagine. They're not accountable. And they've been fully
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Exposed as just a bunch of people that give a shit about money and not so much winning. Winning is a side effect versus getting the bread. But you don't even have to be like that. You're supposed to do everything. And I see, notice how I said that. You're supposed to do every damn thing you can do to win the championship. They don't think like that. You can see the difference. You can look at other teams, freaking Lakers, or, you know, in cross sports. There is a overwhelming thought process on we're supposed to win. So we do everything we supposed. See, it's a difference. As opposed to you feeling like we got it. It's a difference. You see teams operating with the mindset of we supposed to win. We are winners and we do whatever it takes to win outside of picking, you know, cheating or whatever. But they don't operate like that. They've been fully exposed, and I've been one of the people expose them as a team that give a damn about money first and winning as a side effect. Because if you did care about it, you would have a lot smarter personnel operating this team than Dennis Allen. You wouldn't have participated in the good old boys circle. And they had credible coaches out there. So, like I said, man, they care more about making money than about actually winning. And then when they lose, they don't go and dress down the reason why they lost. They lie and make excuses. That's why people don't like what's happening with the Saints organization. Let me keep it real with you. Got a few people out there that don't care. They'll, you know, I'm ride or die regardless. And that's understandable. I get you on that, because that's how most people are programmed to be for years. In the NBA, NFL like those type of people, because a lot of times these people don't challenge them. Whatever they give out to them, they just take it. Got people now that's a lot smarter with what they're going to do with their money because of the times. what's going on with this is high, that is high, this is high. So people are like, man, listen, man, you got to give me a reason to give you this money. And when that happens, you better get up off your ass and give them some reasons. I'm keeping it a buck 50. So that's what's going on. A lot of people, I talk to them all the time, man. So it's definitely Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen don't have nowhere to run. I said, I like Dennis, what Dennis Allen is saying. I think he got the right people in the building, but this is the year. This is the year where there is no more excuses and there is no more running. They have to win and they have to get into the playoffs. And that's the floor they are setting it up. And Mickey Loomis is all he has to do is get the team to the playoffs. Dennis Allen's job is saved. The Saints get destroyed in the playoffs. Don't matter. As long as they get them to me personally, I want the playoffs and a win. Just keeping it real. This is a good team. It's supposed to go a lot further than just getting knocked off in the playoffs. We ain't doing it right. That happens. But for the Saints' sake, and Mickey Loomis in particular, all Dennis Allen has to do is get the team to the playoffs, and he saves his job. Probably even give him an extension. That's how low the floor set with these people, man. And then finally, the number 25 is, will Vegas and the national media continue to keep their unfavorable view on the Saints leading up to the season? Yes, they will. And the reason why they're going to keep an unfavorable opinion on the Saints, because the Saints helping them. People saying some real hardcore nasty shit about the Saints in the national press, just keeping it up. Really are. But the thing is, usually I'd be the guy defending the Saints, man. Listen, I find myself difficult to defend mediocrity, stupidity, and just what they've been doing. They don't help themselves with support, especially the ones with brains. I'm just going to keep it a buck 15 with you. They're going to definitely do that. They're going to continue to keep up negative press about the black and gold until the Saints prove otherwise, until the Saints show their support base that they are serious about winning and they start winning these games. Now, we get tested early on in the season when things start popping and snapping. We will get tested early on those first 5-6 games. You know, you're going to get tested early on, and depending on how they handle it, man, it's going to dig out. So it's gonna look very interesting next year. You know, and then the pressure. Oh my God. If the Saints open up and they don't do what they're supposed to do and they find themselves in a hole by 3-4 games by week 7 on Thursday game against Sean Payton, could you imagine the pressure from the Who Dat Nation, the Saints going in there? Untrue the rest of the year in a whole 2 or 3 games. Could you imagine that? Like I said, man, it's been a very interesting ride. But like I said, the Saints need to hit the ground running. Need to get Kamara's situation resolved because they're going to need him to win. And they have to hit the ground running and take it serious because they are going to be tested very well in the first 2 months of the NFL season. The best teams in the NFL are going to be seeing the Saints. And you don't want to be in the hole coming out of that. You got to. Carolina, I think that's a win. All those other games, you're going to see KC, Philly, and Dallas and all them teams, man, you got to make sure that you're handling your business. So this is going to be very interesting, man. Of course, I want the Saints to win. They're going to have to step up and prove that they belong among the contenders. That's what is coming down, baby. That's all I got for you. Baby. All right, so listen, man. Shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all, man. Let me hit up a few people in the chat, then I'm going to get the hell up out of here by 9:30. That alone, these last 4 days have been busy for you. So shout out to you guys for being in the chat. Shout out to the supporters, our Patreon and YouTube membership family. Much love to you guys. You're up in this thing. Shout out to T. Who else we got? YO, salute to you, my friend. Appreciate you. Good to see y'all in there. Bobby, good to see you, brother. Appreciate you. Lewis, I see you, fam. Big ups. See what YO says. Bad either way, Q. DA wins the season. Clint will be considered a coaching job. Leave us stuck. D-A-L-O-L. That's a possibility. But then you just take Andrew Janoco and make him the offensive coordinator. See? You don't think it's a bad thing. Clint leaves and he performs well and the offense steps up, then you just promote Andrew Janoco in his place. You got the replacement right there, so I wouldn't be that mad about that. All right, shout out. Lewis said, hey, man, I respect teams that at least go for it. Crash and burn floors. The mentality is with them. That's why you see Philadelphia doing anything. You see Kansas City. You see all these. It's a template that people follow, and it's cross sports. People who are supposed to win, it's a pressure on them to win. Like what happened with Philadelphia. They won a championship, and then what, 2 years later, Dougie P was fired? Like, man, this dude just won a Super Bowl like two years after he was fired? Because it's a high floor. Not every job lets you smash your ass and lose like the Saints people do. As long as they're making money, you can smash your ass. They'll cover up your mistakes. They'll do that. That's what kind of people we got. That's what I've been saying, man. You can smash your ass. No, there's and this no disrespect to them because they got a lot of good that they do. Gail don't know nothing. She don't know nothing about all this kind of stuff. She over-relies on guys underneath. Dennis Lauscher, who's the president, Saints and the Pelicans, don't know nothing about football on the field or basketball on the court to be called president of your organization. He is the money man. He's the businessman. He brings the money, and he should be reformatted. I keep saying this. To being a CFO or chief financial officer. Gail is the CEO, but he could be the assistant or vice CEO, something like that. Create a title be fitting to what he does and move him aside and put somebody at the president position over the Saints that know about football. That's an experienced executive with a high football IQ. They got those out there. Even if you want to move Mickey, keep Mickey as a VP, I have no problem with that. Just give up the general manager position to a younger person who is more in touch with today's game. It's not an unreal request. The time has come. You're out of touch. You don't even do in-season evaluations. That's what you said. So, like I said, man, it's some reformatting that need to be done so the Saints can step into the future smarter team. It's not unrealistic. That is very realistic. As long as you got people that feel like they're that comfortable and that entitled, you're going to see the team struggle. Because he believed in me, the moves that he's making is the right moves. And we looking at it saying, bro, what are you doing? It's a big gap in what you're talking about. When he started talking crazy about comparing this Dennis Allen to Chuck Knoll or Bill Belichick, boy, it's time to commit that man to the funny farm. Come on, man. Nobody in their right mind would see that dude is no Bill Belichick, man. He's not even close. Don't do that to him. Don't sit up here and put him up there next to Bill Belichick, man. That's wrong to do him. All right. Bobby said, just like I said last year, it's going to come down to situational IQ, coaching, injuries, and red zone play. Definitely situational IQ. I do think that they have people on the offensive side of it. I think Dennis Allen a good defense to work with. You just got to get everybody on the same page. And I do think the Saints make the playoffs. I'm going to say it. I said it when we made the show predictions. I think they make the playoffs because I think the biggest hindrance to the Saints making the playoffs last year was a funky-ass offense that couldn't get off the ground consistently. I think that they didn't have accountability. They didn't have attention to detail. There was no alpha people running the team. It was just a weak, meek, garbage, back-ass Pete Carmichael flurrying around under tables eating cheese and shit. Outside of that, man, it didn't have that. This time, they got people that's football-centered that know what they're doing that are serious. It's a big difference. So, you know, I think that will work. I think the Saints have the personnel and the coaches, finally, offensively speaking, to get the most out of guys on the other side of the ball. So I think we'll be fine in that regard. I just want us to be able to win and get to just break the playoffs and get in the playoffs and get a W. That keeps Dennis Allen. I don't care if it keeps Dennis Allen if we win it. If we're winning and we're getting into the playoffs and we get wins on the playoff side of the ball and the IQ of the offense is shining through and is leading the team, I'm good with that. I just want to win. I want to win. Dennis Allen fails, he gets fired, whatever. But right now, I want to win. The bottom. I think we can win with Dennis Allen. as long as the offense, the other side, do what they're supposed to do and keep attention to detail, stay on Derek Carr, stay on these guys, we should have some success. We should have. We got weapons. We got it. We got wide receivers. We got running backs. We got talent. We got tight ends. We got it. We got it. Just got to keep these guys focused on that job at hand, task at hand. We got a good defense. The guy can coach them up on. We just need the offense to stay on task, stay on code, do what they're supposed to do. Attention to detail and accountability model that Andrew Janoku, Clint Kubiak, John Benton, and others will bring on the offensive side of the ball. We got the guys there. So, anyway, Reginald says, you're right, Q. Got to start off last year. Like, all right, we got to hit the ground running, man. I want to win. I want to win. If it's Dennis Allen, if it's not with Dennis Allen, I don't care. We got to win. We must win. Got to do what we got to do. It's and buts about it. All right, throw Carter, who that to you, man. Y.O. says, Saints defense better. Says better punish. Oh, Knicks on behalf of Sean Payton. Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting, man. It's funny, but like I said, a lot of people don't like Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen, to me, I didn't like what he did with the team and this kind of stuff. But like I said, we know who we got. I'm not petty enough to sit up here and tell y'all I want the Saints to fail so that they fire Dennis Allen. I don't care about that. But I do care because it'll take care of itself anyway. Analyst business. I want playoff win, make the playoffs and get a playoff win. Got to break the year and in the playoffs. I want to get to the playoffs. I want an opportunity to try to get a Super Bowl title. That Dennis Allen or somebody else, it don't matter. I'm a winner. I want to win. I don't like watching my team lose. Not petty enough to sit up here and tell you I would prefer to lose to get undo. The hell with that. I want to win. That's what it comes down to. I want to win. Whether it's Dennis Allen or not, I want to win. Let's get this playoff thing. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so anyway, man, look, that's going to do it for me. I'd like to give you guys a shout out. Appreciate you guys for being in this episode of Homa. I apologize for my sound issues earlier. Like you guys saying, I had to do a bunch of stuff, man. Working on software, sound. Right. There's always going to be some bumps and bruises, but it appears that we find out the rings. Listen, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Feel free to hit the like button. Hit the like button. Shout out to Kyle T. Mosley, the Saints News Network. Once again, Bob Rhodes. Shout out to you guys over there. Jay Hendricks, shout out to you, man. Job on this one, man. Gave your boys something to talk about tonight. 25 questions, and I think we best we could do to get them answered, baby. So I hope you feel pleased about that. But anyway, with that being said, man, let's step out on that. Appreciate y'all. Y'all hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. I'm going to hit y'all on the next one. Much love. I tell you.
Yeah. Huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like this and I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. I thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL. When things seem fishy, then you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Yeah. Like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. This is sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. This is sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Bet Online is your number one source for all sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on all the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.